So for our segment on workplace issues this week, another reminder, as if we needed one, of the linkage between the economy and healthcare and the economy. We've already talked with small business owners who have enormous problems economically dealing with healthcare for their
employees.
Absolutely.
And they want to have healthcare, but they can't afford it.
And we also know that healthcare costs are one of the leading causes of bankruptcies in the United States.
That's stunning.
It's also the case that in a recession, stress goes up, and that leads to all sorts of health consequences for workers, which then sorts of complicates the issue of healthcare reform and insurance. Here to talk about the issues in the workplace in the middle of a recession, particularly stress and what it's doing to your body, Beth Koblenner joins us, personal finance expert, Takeaways personal finance contributor. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning.
Also joining us is Elizabeth Lombardo, a psychologist and physical therapist from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, public radio station WDUQ. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning.
First of all, in a recession, it certainly doesn't take a doctor to conclude that recessions produce all kinds of anxiety, and that's going to have healthcare consequences. But get to the specifics, won't you?
Right. Well, first of all, I think that people are obviously stressed out. In fact, there's this professor at the University of New Hampshire who's called it post-downsizing stress syndrome. People are overwhelmed. They see their colleagues laid off. And these are the people who still have jobs because they're worried about losing their job. And it's the survivors at the workplace who are sort of picking up the slack and experiencing these high levels of stress. And health can suffer from stress, as we all know.
Right. But that's the sort of obvious part.
Right.
Elizabeth, when you begin to see patients who are coming in with some of the consequences of this, what are you seeing and how are they maybe less able to take care of themselves?
Well, stress really affects our bodies in two main ways, physiologically and behaviorally. So physiologically, our immune system doesn't work as well, and so we're more likely to get colds and flus. Musculoskeletal muscles tend to be tense, and so we have more pain. GI system can be affected. I even have patients who are losing their hairs because of the stress. So physiologically is one way, but then behaviorally is the other. When we're stressed, we're less likely to take care of ourselves, right? We're less likely to sleep. We're less likely to exercise or eat right.
Does that include you're less likely to go see the doctor? You're less likely to schedule an appointment.
Absolutely. I mean, that's what we're seeing. The American Academy of Family Physicians says that people are cutting out routine visits. They're canceling checkups and follow-up visits. OBGYN visits are down 6% this year, for example. And what we're seeing is as people are basically distracted because they're so concerned, healthcare comes lower down on the totem pole for them. You know, they're worried about so many other things that they're not taking care of their own bodies.
So as Congress, the House and Senate talk about more prevention and getting better healthcare strategies in place, Elizabeth, you're seeing the recession is actually causing people to put preventive strategies out the window.
Exactly. And not only because of the financial component, but also because one aspect of stress is procrastinating. We put off what we should be doing because we're so stressed out.
Oh, that's so interesting. So, all right, you're both describing to me a situation that's kind of feeding on itself and rolling down a hill, getting bigger and bigger. How, as an individual, can you take steps to actually stop the cycle? Elizabeth, you first, and then we'll end with Beth.
Well, I developed an acronym called GREAT, G-R-E-A-T, and it gives us five steps of what we can do. As Beth pointed out, a lot of the stress is caused by our thoughts. So instead of looking at what we don't have, G would be gratitude, appreciate what we do have. R is relaxation, take some deep breaths, meditate.
Okay.
E is exercise.
Exercise, okay, good. I'm trying to work it through here.
John's writing it down really quickly on a piece of paper.
He was taking that deep breath. So E is exercise. There's research that shows that exercise really combats the negative effects of depression and stress. A is assist others. When we help out others, we're more likely to feel better about our own lives.
Oh, that's interesting.
And T is to take care of ourselves. Get the checkups that we need. Get the sleep. Eat well.
Right.
Let me just say that's great, Elizabeth Lombardo, psychologist and physical therapist at WDUQ in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I hope I didn't stress you out by rushing you along there. We're right at the end of the hour. Beth Koblenner, final thoughts?
Well, basically, look at your health plan. If you still have your job, take time to remind yourself how your health care works. Are you entitled to a free dental appointment? And know that if you do lose your job, there are some things in place, like COBRA. The government will pay for 65% of your health care costs if you lose your job for 9 months. Drug companies now are saying if you're laid off for a year, they'll pay for your drugs for a year. So there are things in place. Look at what you have and make sure to go to the doctor.
Settle down, relax, don't procrastinate. Go to our website. We'll tell you what great means. Elizabeth Lombardo, thanks so much. Beth Koblenner, Takeaway personal finance contributor, thanks so much.
My pleasure.